The role of chief information officer has become the corporate world's ultimate paradox. You're hired to be strategic, but spend most of your time on operational issues. You must simultaneously cut costs while driving innovation. You're expected to maintain legacy systems while embracing emerging technologies. And perhaps most frustratingly, you're held accountable for project success without having direct control over business resources. This constant state of contradiction creates a position where CIOs are often damned if they do and damned if they don't. Werner Boeing, CIO of Roche Diagnostics, captures this perfectly. We're in an and philosophy now. You have to be cost-effective and you have to be innovative. This represents a fundamental shift from IT's traditional focus on standardization to a new expectation of driving business model innovation while maintaining operational excellence. Not all technology leaders possess what might be called the chameleon factor, the ability to seamlessly shift between operational concerns and innovation leadership. The statement, "You were hired to be strategic, but spend most of your time on operational issues," consistently ranks among CIOs' top frustrations. This paradox is particularly vexing because technology leaders often perceive themselves as overhead functions rather than P&L leaders, getting caught in day-to-day operations instead of strategic thinking. Ray Barnard transformed his CIO role at Floor by actively driving revenue. He identified 20 potential customers where he had relationships, created a sales strategy for each, and secured permission to pursue them. Within 18 months, he helped position several $1 billion worth of deals unrelated to IT. Similarly, Boeing CIO Kim Hammonds leverages her technical knowledge with airline customers, educating them on mobile security solutions Boeing has developed. To shift from operations to strategy, successful CIOs restructure their organizations. Ray Barnard recommends changing from allocation to recovery measurement. As the business does well, I get specific recoveries that pay for what I'm doing. This approach forces IT to make investment decisions based on business performance, just like a P&L leader would. Global IT leadership compounds traditional CIO challenges with multiple countries, time zones, languages, and currencies. The fundamental challenge becomes balancing standardized global capabilities that enable scale with localized capabilities that provide market responsiveness. As John Dick, former CIO of Western Union, explains, truly global companies operate within thousands of local markets, each with different regulations, currencies, and business practices. Countries newer to technology innovation, unburdened by legacy systems, can leverage relatively inexpensive modern technology to innovate in ways U.S. organizations cannot. Creating a two-way innovation flow requires global CIOs to overcome U.S.-centric thinking and recognize valuable ideas emerging from global markets. Dick cites Argentina as an example, where Western Union developed a barcode scanning system for cash payments that dramatically reduced transaction times from minutes to seconds, an innovation subsequently deployed to other cash-based economies worldwide. CIOs face an intensifying supply-demand paradox as consumer technologies flood the workplace. Where technology requests once came primarily from department heads seeking business systems, now everyone from the CEO wanting iPad access to administrative assistants wanting corporate email on personal devices creates unprecedented demand pressure without corresponding budget increases. Convincing executives to invest in foundational infrastructure requires creative approaches. Tom Murphy of AmerisourceBergen faced this challenge with a 30-year-old mainframe environment while revenue climbed from 55B to 80B. Rather than endless talking, he created visual heat maps showing critical applications failing monthly, making the abstract concrete. When inevitable outages occurred, his CEO finally understood the need for ERP investment. The burning platform became Murphy's ally. The outages that could have cost him his job instead helped executives cross the Rubicon toward infrastructure investment. The phrase IT and the business reveals a fundamental disconnect where IT is treated as separate from the organization, unlike other functions such as finance or HR. This separation stems from executive discomfort with technology they don't understand. As Doug Myers of Pepco Holdings notes, IT people have different language, specialized training, and unique job descriptions that naturally separate them from the business. This requires deliberate effort to bridge the gap, essentially battling the natural order of things. Successful CIOs reject the concept of IT and the business as separate entities. Leslie Jones, CIO of Motorola Solutions, transformed her organization by simplifying communication. When she became CIO, she replaced 8-page technical reports with 1-page summaries of accomplishments, immediately earning praise from her CEO. She eliminated separate IT town halls, recognizing them as counterproductive. The IT-only meetings were set up to make IT feel good about itself, but you can't make IT feel good about itself if it's not deeply entrenched as a valued member of the business. While CIOs can effectively develop IT strategy aligned with business goals and secure funding approval, many struggle with getting business partners to engage in execution. Despite claims that there are no IT projects, only business projects, CIOs often end up solely accountable when projects fail. Large programs led entirely by IT almost certainly fail. As Leslie Jones notes, when you start thinking about the big programs, programs that drive real change, you have to be sure those are led by the business. This creates another paradox. CIOs need egos big enough to initiate transformative projects, but small enough to let others take credit. Once you have the right business leader for a project, ensure their success by handling the project management details while keeping them as the public face. Whenever anybody talks about the program, that leader should be up there as your spokesperson, says Jones. You may be pulling the wires behind the scenes, but the program has to look like it's totally business-led. The CIO role has been scrutinized more than perhaps any other executive position since its emergence in the early 1980s. This constant examination stems from technology's rapid evolution. While principles of sales, marketing, and finance remain relatively stable, technology platforms shift approximately every 18 months. CIOs have evolved from driving basic process automation to implementing communication systems, ERP, and outsourcing, each phase requiring new skills. The next frontier appears to be business model innovation. Insurance company CIOs are developing health apps for customers, while retail CIOs enable consumers to design custom products. Peter Hyde describes this evolution as CIO squared, combining information and innovation officer roles. With every company becoming a technology company, regardless of industry, CIOs face three potential paths: managing back office systems, architecting technology platforms that run through all products, or running technology product businesses. In this emerging landscape, executives who understand both technology and business impact will be the ones who transform the paradoxes of the CIO role into opportunities for organizational leadership.